Hello and welcome to your GCSE Greek Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising for your speaking assessment, your writing paper, or your translation tasks, this episode is going to give you everything you need to master Theme 2, local area, holidays, and travel. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. First, let's talk about why this topic matters so much. Theme 2 is one of the most heavily tested areas across all four skills: listening, reading, writing, and speaking. It covers the kind of language you'd actually use if you visited Greece, which means it's practical, it's real, and examiners absolutely love it. We're talking about describing where you live, talking about holidays you've been on, booking accommodation, asking for directions, ordering food, and discussing the weather. All of that in Greek. Let's start with the vocabulary you absolutely must know. I like to organise this into six key categories, and I want you to think of them as six rooms in a house. Each room has its own set of words, and once you know all six rooms, you own the whole house. Room 1, transport. Your key words here are aeroplane, which is aeroplano, train is treno, bus is leoforio, and boat or ship is ployo. A really useful phrase is pao me to aeroplano, which means I go by aeroplane. Notice that the preposition me means by or with, and it triggers the accusative case on the noun that follows. This is a classic exam point. Room 2, accommodation. Hotel is xenodochio, room is domatio, and camping is camping. A brilliant phrase to know is felo ena monokline domatio, meaning I want a single room. Examiners love to see you using adjectives like monokline, single, or dikline, double, because it shows range. Room 3, food and eating out. Restaurant is estiatorio, menu is menu, bill is logariasmos. A phrase that always impresses examiners is borite na mou ferite ton logariasmo parakalo? This means, could you bring me the bill, please? It uses the formal register, which is exactly what you need when speaking to a waiter. Room 4, shopping. Shop is katastima, price is timi, I buy is agorazo. A useful phrase, poso kani afto, means how much does this cost? Short, simple, and examiners credit it every time. Room 5, directions. Left is aristera, right is dexia, straight on is ephia. A classic phrase, poineo stathmos, means where is the station? And the answer, pate ephia, ke meta strivete aristera, meaning go straight on and then turn left. Room 6, weather. Sun is ilios, rain is vrohi, hot is zesti, cold is krio, and a brilliant sentence, i elava ehi zesto ke iliero keroto kalokeri, which means Greece has hot and sunny weather in summer. That sentence alone demonstrates present tense, adjectives, and a time phrase. 3 marks in one sentence. Now let's talk about grammar, because this is where so many candidates lose marks. The 3 most important grammatical areas for this topic are tenses, cases, and register. Let's start with tenses. Examiners expect you to use the past, present, and future tense. Think of it as a traffic light. Red is past, amber is present, green is future. For a writing task about holidays, you might say persi pihostin elava, meaning last year I went to Greece. That is past tense. Then mou aresi i thalassa, meaning I like the sea, present tense. And finally, pou chronon tha pao stin Kriti, meaning next year I will go to Crete, future tense. Past, present, future. Red, amber, green. Use all 3 and you immediately access the higher mark bands. Now, cases. Greek has 4 cases, but for GCSE you need to be most confident with 3. The nominative, the accusative, and the genitive. The nominative is the subject, the accusative is the object, and the genitive shows possession. A common mistake is using the nominative where the accusative is needed. After the preposition sto, meaning to the, you need the accusative. So it is pao sto xenodochio. The article changes, and examiners notice when it does not. Finally, register. This is about knowing when to be formal and when to be informal. If you are writing a letter to a hotel, you use the formal you, which is esi. If you are writing to a friend about your holiday, you use the informal you, which is SE. The exam task instructions will tell you which register to use. Read them carefully. Using the wrong register is one of the most common and most avoidable mistakes at GCSE level. Excellent work so far. You are halfway through. Let's keep going.
Now, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. I want you to think of these as your cheat codes for the exam. Tip 1. Cover all the bullet points in writing tasks. This sounds obvious, but it is the single most common reason candidates miss the top mark bands. If the task says, write about where you stayed, what you did, and what the weather was like, you must address all three. Examiners cannot give credit for bullet points you have not covered. Before you start writing, number the bullet points and tick them off as you go. Tip 2. Do not rely on rehearsed language. I know it is tempting to memorise a perfect paragraph about your holiday and just drop it in, but examiners are trained to spot this. If your rehearsed answer does not actually respond to the question asked, you will lose marks for relevance. Use your prepared language as a springboard, not a script. Tip 3. Use repair strategies in speaking tasks. If you cannot remember a word, do not panic and go silent. Instead, rephrase. Say something like, "Δεν θυμάμαι την λέξη, αλλά," which means, "I do not remember the word, but," and then describe it differently. Examiners actually award marks for this kind of spontaneous interaction. It shows linguistic confidence. Tip 4. Use the 12 minutes of preparation time wisely for speaking tasks. Read the stimulus card carefully. Identify the register required. Make brief notes, not full sentences. Think about which tenses you will need, and plan one or two impressive phrases you can work in naturally. Tip 5. Watch your mother tongue interference. English speakers often make the mistake of translating directly from English into Greek. Greek word order and sentence structure are different. For example, in Greek, adjectives usually come after the noun, not before it. So it is not the beautiful beach, but the beach, the beautiful one. Always think in Greek, not in English. Now for the quickfire recall quiz. I am going to ask you 10 questions. Pause the podcast after each one, say your answer out loud, then press play to hear the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say, "I went to Greece last year" in Greek? The answer is, "Persi, pikastin elava." Question 2. What is the Greek word for hotel? Ξενοδοχείο. Question 3. How do you ask for the bill in a restaurant? Μπορείτε να μου φέρετε τον λογαριασμό, παρακαλώ. Question 4. What does θα πάω mean? I will go. It is the future tense. Question 5. What case do you use after the preposition στο? The accusative case. Question 6. How do you say the weather is hot in Greek? Ο καιρός είναι ζεστός. Question 7. What is the difference between εσείς and εσύ? Εσείς is the formal you, used with strangers and officials. Εσύ is the informal you, used with friends and family. Question 8. How do you say turn left in Greek? Στρίβετε αριστερά. Question 9. What does μου αρέσει mean? I like it, or literally, it pleases me. Question 10. Name 3 types of accommodation in Greek. Ξενοδοχείο, hotel, δωμάτιο, room, camping. Camping. How did you do? Do not worry if you missed some. That is exactly what revision is for. Go back over any you are unsure about and try again tomorrow. Spaced repetition is the most powerful learning technique there is. Let's finish with a quick summary of everything we have covered today. Theme 2, local area, holidays and travel, tests all 4 skills. You need vocabulary across 6 categories: transport, accommodation, food, shopping, directions, and weather.
You must use past, present, and future tenses to access the higher mark bands. You need to apply the nominative, accusative, and genitive cases correctly. You must match your register, formal or informal, to the task instructions. And in speaking tasks, use your preparation time wisely and do not be afraid to use repair strategies. My top three exam tips to take away. 1. Cover every bullet point. 2. Think in Greek, not in English. 3. Use all three tenses in every extended writing or speaking task. You are doing brilliantly. Keep revising, keep practicing. And remember, every Greek word you learn is a step closer to that top grade. Kalia pitihia. Good luck. I will see you in the next episode.